You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, hey, Maria, this week is Transgender Awareness Week, and so I spoke to Breaking Boundaries volunteer Jessie Lee on their role within the community. Jessie is an events technician with Breaking Boundaries, a creative arts charity for queer and transgender people. So there is a trigger warning for this piece for mental health and suicide, so please take care. I first asked Jessie on how they found themselves advocating for transgender awareness and rights.
I've only recently started getting really involved in the queer and transgender community, and particularly the activism side of things. It really started with me doing a lot of like self-acceptance and discovery work, and then to also realize the privilege that I have. I am white, and I'm generally male-passing, so that gives me a lot of intrinsic privilege. I don't necessarily have to make my voice heard for my own safety or progress, because I'm able to, if I'm feeling unsafe or if I don't want to deal with questions, I can just dress like a dude. And I can pass that way, and so I can sort of slip under the radar. So really, I've been feeling this obligation in this past couple of years to, because I have that sort of privileged position, to use that and to use my voice in a way to support my peers and others.
So where would you say the transgender community is at the moment? How are things?
I guess the first thing is that the transgender community is really diverse, and so I have to acknowledge that I'm speaking from my own perspective and my own lived experience, which, you know, may be different than others. And also, as a non-binary person, I see gender as a social construct, which a binary trans person may not. So different people within the community are in different places, but generally there's a lot more awareness this week of transgender awareness and things like that. I'm seeing more and more in media and the news, which is great. So I think there's a general awareness that we exist, which is a good thing. It's nice that people know we're around. But yeah, in different communities and in different countries. I mean, in New Zealand, even though things aren't perfect, the transgender community has a lot of freedoms and rights that aren't necessarily available in other countries. I mean, there's places around the world where transgender people are being actively killed and marginalized and persecuted. I think generally we have it pretty good here, although I don't want to use that to sort of gloss over the fact that there are some really real issues that our community still face.
What would you say are kind of the biggest issues at the moment?
I mean, I think one of the biggest ones, which is an issue not just within the transgender community, but also within New Zealand as a whole, is mental health, particularly amongst youth. That affects everyone, but it's something that is particularly affected the transgender community because of marginalization, misunderstanding, lack of acceptance from the culture as a whole. There's just lots of things that go into that, and there's still a lot of stigma around mental health. You know, suicide is rampant, unfortunately, and self-harm and other aspects of mental health and depression are a really big issue in our community.
What sort of steps that have been taken so far, I guess, in New Zealand to be more inclusive?
Protections under law are always a good thing. There's some great things going on in New Zealand. There is really good, generally, access to hormones. Someone wants to do hormone therapy or transition in that way, that's an option. And not all transgender people have that desire, but for those that do, having that access is great. Yeah, so there's a bill upcoming that's going to make it easier and more accessible to change gender markers. You want to change your marker on public documents, on your birth certificate, that kind of stuff, from, say, male to female, or the other way around, is proposed to become easier and more accessible, as well as adding an option for X for gender diverse people or people who don't subscribe to a particular gender like me. So that's really positive.
I was just reading up on it before, and I guess there's a bit of discussion around characterization of wanting to transition or, you know, being gender fluid.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I hear pretty commonly, and, you know, obviously I believe that that's not true, and I think all transgender people believe that this is just who they are. One of the biggest things that can help with that is just meeting transgender people, making the effort to talk to each other, to understand where they're coming from, where we're coming from. I think that exposure to different views can help break down that stigma.
Before I wrap up this interview, was there any like final thoughts you wanted to add? Or
yeah, I mean, I have a little list of some things that people can do on an individual level to help the transgender community, to help the queer community, and to be a good advocate. In fact, I think it can feel like if you look at the problem from a culture level or from like a national level, and you can say, too overwhelming, like what can I actually do? But yeah, I think it really starts with each individual making small changes, you know, and that eventually will contribute to a larger change. Speaking out when you hear disrespectful or harmful remarks made about transgender people or jokes or things like that. It can be exhausting when you are transgender and you're the one who's constantly correcting people or speaking up for yourself. So it can be really great to have someone else, you know, speak up for you. Respecting pronouns is a really big thing. So even if you make a mistake and you misgender someone or use the wrong pronoun, apologizing, correcting, and moving on. Because I think most transgender people just appreciate the effort, knowing that you're trying, I think is a really big thing. And then not assuming if someone is or is not transgender. I mean, if you looked at me on particular days, like walking down the street, you probably wouldn't know that I'm gender fluid or non-binary or part of the trans spectrum. I think not going into situations, making assumptions about people's gender. And then a big one that I've been trying to do myself is using gender neutral language. I always default for some reason to saying like, hey guys, to groups of people. Particularly, like, I notice it when I say it to groups of women, and I'm like, why am I using a male default? And that's like a learned behavior that I have. I've been actively trying to use terms like hey folk or just non-gendered words for groups of people, you know, to help be more inclusive. So I think that's something that people can do as well. Just small things, changing little bits of language, because I think language really affects our perception of reality. And so if you make those small changes in how you are addressing someone, you know, that kind of sinks in to a deeper level as well.
Beautiful piece, Sherry. I will just say, if you or anyone you know is experiencing any kind of suicidal ideation, please reach out. Lifeline, it's free and available 24/7, and you can reach them on 0800-543-3354. And...
freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole position on The Wire.
And the bed music is playing. Now, pole position. The question this week was, were you aware that it is Transgender Awareness Week this week, specifically? And so our Twitter poll shows that 43% of you were aware, well, 57% of you were not aware. So that is more than half of our... I'll give it a very small poll, 21 votes. That weren't aware. What do you guys think? Do you think there should have been more things to make this more of an event?
I think so. I mean, yeah. I kind of walked in here Monday morning, and I wouldn't have known unless, you know, I was told it.
Neither. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we go about doing that, do you think?
Social media, I think.
Yeah, I think like social
way.
Media.
Social media is the way of the future.
It is.
We're going forward. I kind of like to make it a little bit of a nice thing. So, if to everyone who is not in the binary of male and female, what kind of nice words do you want to have to say to them?
Just do you, you know?
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The thing I like to
Pinterest.
Carry around. Yeah, yeah.
Pinterest?
Pinterest. Pinterest quotes. Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, cheesy inspirational quotes will save the day.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. I think the living your truth thing is a great thing, being a member of the LGBT community myself. But it's not possible for everyone, which we also have to recognize. It's really important to have these events to be like, hey, we recognize you, we acknowledge you, and we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something so small, just even saying, hey, it's okay to be you. Like, it's small, but it means so much.
I mean, we mock it there for a second, being like Pinterest quotes, but it's a real problem for a lot of people out there who might be in a particular community that doesn't accept them. Mm-hmm. So I just want to reach out and be like, you are loved here from the BFM team on FryY. We appreciate you. We love you.
It's called Democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.